This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Levi from Port Orchard is. Levi, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Levi has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
How many zeros are in a million?
Six.
Correct. What Friends actress is in the Scream movies?
Oh, let's say that again.
What Friends actress is in the Scream movies?
Ooh. Jennifer Aniston?
No.
Oh, pass.
What car manufacturer makes the Kicks and Murano?
Nissan?
Yes. In the board game Monopoly, if you pay to get out of jail, how much does it cost?
$200?
No.
$100?
No.
Oh, shit. $500?
No. What band has the songs Living After Midnight and Painkiller?
Ooh. Pass.
What is the capital of Louisiana?
Oh, I know this. Louisiana. Baton Rouge?
Yes. Anthony Richardson is the quarterback for what NFL team?
Pass.
Mr. Big was a character from what hit HBO series?
Mr. Big.
Pass. Levi, you got 3 correct.
Levi and friend.
Yes. Do you have a friend with you? Was your friend helping you out?
Yeah, a little bit.
What's your friend's name?
That's Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
Hey.
Hey. Thanks for helping your buddy Levi out. That was very nice of you. It was like a little echo. You needed it.
Oh, this is a 2-for-1,
I wasn't going to say it. Yeah, Levi and Nathan.
All right, let's do this.
Good job, Steve.
What's up?
What's up?
Steve.
What's up?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes, let's go.
How many zeros are in a million?
Oh, crap. 6. No, 9.
No.
6.
There we go. Yes. It's nice. What Friends actress is in the Scream movies?
Courtney Cox.
Correct. What car manufacturer makes the Kicks and Murano?
Nissan.
Yes. In the board game Monopoly, if you pay to get out of jail, how much does it cost?
200?
No.
150?
No.
100?
No. What band has the songs Living After Midnight and Painkiller?
Judas Priest.
No.
Yes.
Maybe, yes.
Painkiller, yeah.
Oops, my bad, sorry. What is the capital of Louisiana?
What the hell? I don't know. Louisiana City?
No.
Baton Rouge.
You do know. Anthony Richardson is the quarterback for what NFL team?
Crap. The Indianapolis Colts.
Correct. Mr. Big was a character from what hit HBO series?
Never seen it, but I remember the character. Sex and the City.
Same. Correct. What food can come in varieties such as white, chestnut, and button?
Cheese?
No.
Popcorn?
No. What is button cheese? Oh, gosh. Steve, you got 7 correct, though, which is a win. 7-3.
Levi, good game, my friend.
And Nathan.
You're a smart guy.
And Nathan.
He's a smart guy.
Another one bites the dust. Judas Priest. No. Yes.
I was like, Taryn, I have something else. Don't even ask.
I want to know what
it is. I think, let me guess.
No. Okay. Wait,
did you think it was Iron Maiden?
Maybe. And just so everyone knows, my husband did too, because that's what he guessed when I gave him these questions.
Wow. He really did. I was going to guess that just to see if you would say that was right, but it bothered me too much because I knew that it wasn't.
You should have. Well, luckily,
there's Levi. 2 minutes after midnight is an Iron Maiden song.
Oh.
Two minutes till midnight.
Yeah. You're right, because my brother would always play it on New Year's Eve, and he thought that was so cool.
Well, edgy.
Kids, yeah, he just blasted. My dad would be yelling at us, but this is rock and roll.
He didn't care.
He didn't. For those 2 minutes, at least.
Didn't know this. In the board game Monopoly, if you pay to get, I think if you pass, go is $200, but you only have to pay $50 to get out of jail.
That's a steal.
Right? That's what I thought, too. The food that comes varieties such as white, chestnut, and button.
Mushrooms.
Yeah. Correct. Mm.
I've never heard of any of those.
What?
White mushrooms? A white mushroom, a chestnut mushroom,
and a button
mushroom?
No. Mm.
Really?
I know shiitake.
And psychedelic.
Aren't you a veghead?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're a vegan.
I'm a plant-based weirdo. No. Yeah, I don't go into the grocery store and pick out our food, you know.
Yeah, your wife probably feeds all of these.
I'm sure
to
this
you.
Week I ate one of those.
Probably did.
I don't know.
Well, congrats on beating Levi and Nathan.
We are bringing Live Night back on December 13th. It is a Friday. Woo! At Showbox Soto, and the theme is A Nightmare Before Christmas.
It says Halloween. It says Halloween.
Everything will be performed live, including that song by Steve Miggs.
I kind of regret telling him that was a song, because that's all he sings these days.
That's all I know from the movie.
Urinals.
That says Halloween. This is me peeing. This is me peeing.
Oh, no, he does
oh,
not.
No. It'll be the Daily Miggs Show. It'll be the Men's Room. Lots of special guests. The Barbershop Quartet is coming back. The new originals are playing the music.
And most importantly, it's always just a fun night just to hang out with all the Rock Hogs. We dress up in silly costumes, but it's a Friday night, so we get to hang out all night long, baby.
Get those tickets now at KISW.com. Yesterday, a member of this show did a very grown-up thing and met with a financial advisor. But this person still found a way to be immature during the meeting. How so? We'll find out after Guns N' Roses.
Yes, the Daily Miggs Show.
Our dear friend Sarah did something very grown up yesterday, and it's about time considering you've reached your 40s.
Wow!
You met with your financial advisor?
I did. His name is Chris, and he is the most precious person ever. And he deals with me not knowing what the heck he's talking about.
I feel like he probably leaves dumber than he was when he first showed up.
Oh, most definitely. And I literally just kind of stare.
So, okay.
And at least my husband has a brain on him.
I was going to say, is George there at least?
Yeah. Oh, okay. George has to be there.
I don't know. I have no idea. I know he works and he does a lot of overtime. He tries his best to stay as far away from you as much as possible. But
oh, I legit was like, babe, you're getting off work early because I cannot be the only one at this meeting.
Yeah, I would love for you to have to relay whatever information you get from a financial advisor back to your husband.
I tried the other day and I was like, no, I'm not doing this. We're waiting for the meeting. So, you know, yeah, I mean, George and I have been married for a little bit now, and we have to start thinking about being smart and, I don't know, saving and a bunch of 401ks and CDs and ROMs and a bunch of words and things that I don't really understand. So we met with him just to kind of go over a bunch of stuff. And, you know, I always knew that everything is expensive, especially here in this lovely city.
Especially in Mercer Island.
Yeah. Yes. And so all these numbers were stressing me out. So this was a genuine question that I had for my financial advisor, is I asked if he had any clients that did OnlyFans. Because,
well, listen, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they've had like the question about like people who sell like, was it selling plasma or
sure.
doing anything. People find different unique ways to add a couple extra bucks into their income.
Exactly. And it's not all the exact same every month or every week. So I was just curious if he had anyone that had done OnlyFans and how that kind of works.
What do you think? Do you think he has anybody in his clientele that's doing OnlyFans?
I mean, I'm sure a lot of financial advisors have that as a client now.
I would think yes. Oh, so you think those?
I think yeah.
I feel like no.
He legit looks at me and he says, I'm not sure I know what OnlyFans are. I was like, oh, Chris, you're so precious.
Plot twist. Now today he has a membership and he's got five different OnlyFans models that he's following.
He kind of looked at me like, I don't think I want to know what this is. Like, he didn't ask me because of George's reaction.
What do you think? What would you say is Chris's? You said his name is Chris. What is his age range?
Oh, he's probably in his low 50s, I would say. But he seems like a very good, buttoned up, you know, man.
Those are the ones that are usually the ones that are spending the most on OnlyFans, though.
Quite possibly. He might be in the back of his head like, act like you don't know what it is. Yeah. Act like you don't know what it is. We don't want to make things awkward.
Which would be amazing.
You don't want to make it awkward in front of the husband.
But also, like...
And then he pulls you to the side. He's like, I can help you with that. You just have to give me your user account name. And if you could just, like, comp me for a few months so I could see what kind of product and kind of content you're putting out there.
Right. Maybe see how much you might make if I actually view your website yourself. Yeah, so... So that was, I guess, shot down. But then I remembered we talked to a phone sex operator.
Amber.
Yesterday. Amber. And I was like, I should have saved her number. Because that's also a way you can make extra money. But it's not as intense as OnlyFans.
You could sell off some of your gnome collection.
Taryn, don't
be
crazy.
How does George feel about all of this?
Oh, well, I mean, George says he would be totally fine with it. Babe, go out and do it. Let's earn some extra cash. But I think if I actually did it and went in it, I don't think he would be the chill husband that he says he'd
be. I think he's like two or three weird DMs from your customers away from being like, we're shutting this down.
Absolutely.
This is getting way too strange for my good.
He'll just take on some more overtime instead.
But it's interesting you bring up the whole, like, because I mean, ever since my pops passed away, like, I'm like, I need to get better with my finances and better with, like, just how I am with certain things. Because I always thought my dad was like the most buttoned up person when it came to finances. Like, you know, he's got everything all squared away. Mom's going to be fine. And then he passes away. And now we're going, like, hey, it's almost impossible to find where his stuff is. Like, we could find all the documents on the HOA that he was helping run in his old person development that he was living in.
Oh.
Like, he's got all that easy to find and labeled properly. My brother found, like, a file, like, he found, like, important financial documents underneath, like, my old wrestling action figures in a bin. And he's like, I was going through this, and I just kind of went down memory lane. He's like, oh, crap, here's some of the documents I'm looking for. I was just like, you got to be kidding me. And then we find out that he didn't have a very good like life insurance plan, didn't have a will, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to wake up.
He didn't have a will?
Yeah. No will.
Older dude.
And has been struggling with his health for several years, where like it could be, this day could have come at any point, and we're all just like, all of us, our minds are blown. Like, I cannot believe that he didn't have any of this stuff taken care of to make sure that my mom was, and long story short, like, she's going to be fine, mm-hmm. But it's taking a lot of effort, and it should have been a lot easier, especially if you think, okay, my days are, you know, I'm a lot closer to being gone than I am being around. Maybe I should make this easy to find for my family.
Get those breadcrumbs out, you know?
Something, or at least just like a folder on your computer that just says, if I die. And just that way you can click on it, it's like passwords or this or that, anything. And I was just like, man, that's a wake-up call that I think both my brother and I were like, oh, crap. All right, we can't do that to our families.
Get on it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we know that you're a massive music fan, Rockaholics, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second from its chorus? Prove that to us, and we will give you tickets to see Jerry Cantrell at the Moore Theater on March 9th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show. Hey! The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Pendergast Law. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you've got something on your mind that you just need to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. After Sarah met with a financial advisor this week, we were talking about side hustles and things of that nature. And
okay.
Daniel from Tacoma, how did you make money from your grandma?
So when I was much younger, about like 7 or 8, my grandmother came to me and said, "Hey, could you rub my feet?" So this kind of started a chain reaction. Whenever she came up or we went down to see her, I would rub her feet, give her back massages and all that crazy stuff. And then she'd slip me a 20 or she'd bump it up to about 40 if I did longer sessions. So it was kind of nice to make money, but it worked out because all my girlfriends used to give me great compliments whenever I'd start rubbing their back or their
Feet and stuff. Hold on a second. So when your girlfriends would be like, "Man, you're really good at this," did you say, "I learned from my grandma"?
No, I basically said, "Well, you'll probably find this weird, but my grandmother wanted me to rub her back, rub her feet and stuff like that, and she'd give me money." And they'd be like, "Oh, that's so sweet. You take care of your grandma like that." And I'm like, "Yep. I'm a good boy."
Did grandma call you a good boy?
Well, that's what she used to call me when I was younger. But later on, I was like, "You're such a good man. You'll make a good husband one of these days."
I feel really weird about the story for some reason.
I'm never going to click on those thumbnails,
no,
I tell you.
I don't think I am either.
Give me an extra 40. I'll give you another 20 if your fans are firmer.
Oh, boy.
I love you, Daniel.
Chris.
Some stories may be best if you don't share them, though.
Chris in Everett, you have some friends that are making some money because they're playing in some local shows. Tell us about the band.
Hey, thanks. So Old Blood, they're out of Pomona, but they're rooted out of Issaquah, Washington. Link Slade singer for Old Blood, they're playing at Lucky Liquor, which is on East Marginal Way in Tukwila. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and tonight they're going to be at the Overkill Lounge down in Tacoma. Lucky Liquor tomorrow, 10-325 East Marginal Way.
Nice. Chris, have you ever massaged your grandma?
Not in the way that the last caller did.
Thanks, Chris. Rock on.
Oh, I got a good text message at 206-803-ROCK. Said earlier, Steve, you said that you just watched The Grinch. The follow-up question, which one did you watch and which one is your favorite? My favorite will always be the Jim Carrey version, but both of my boys love the new animated one. I have to say, we watched the animated one, and maybe this is a hot take. I think that's the best Grinch.
It's really not, though.
I mean, I agree with you. I love the Jim Carrey version, right? And I also love the old school version a lot. However, I will say that Lily, she loved the Jim Carrey version for the longest time. The new one came out. That's her new favorite.
It's so good.
Yeah, everyone loves that one.
Because it's great. I mean, I think the soundtrack's really great. And just the voices are fantastic. And the story overall, like, why? Because, dude, my daughter is obsessed with Grinch. We're having a Grinch-themed birthday party for her.
I love it.
Fortunately, it's happening right before Christmas, so it's not going to be hard to find a bunch of stuff that's Grinch-themed for this party. But we've watched all of them. The TV show, movie, whatever, the one that's from, like, the 60s.
Yeah.
The Jim Carrey one. They're all great. But the new one, the animated one, I think is the superior Grinch film.
I love that we're talking about this before Halloween.
Yeah. Well,
poor Thanksgiving too is just going to get leapfrogged.
You know why? Because I want Steve to dress up as Jim Carrey's The Grinch for the party.
For live night?
Well, for
my daughter's birthday party.
Yeah.
Or live night.
I kind of would like to do that just because I think it would make everything really awkward.
Oh, okay.
Please just stealing all her presents?
Just show up and take all her presents. And I'll have DJ, our puppy, dressed as, was it Max?
With one horn, yes. An antler.
Let's go.
How do you feel, Steve Miggs, about gender reveal parties?
Another hot take? I think they're stupid. Okay. And thankfully, my wife wasn't into the idea of doing one. I would have done it if my wife wanted to.
Of course. I've
seen some that are creative and fun. I just would rather never be a part of one.
Well, there is a mom-to-be who ordered a gender reveal cake, but the bakery ruined it in the absolute worst way. How so? We will tell you at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
A mother-to-be named Ariel from Northern California went viral after her gender reveal was accidentally spoiled by the bakery. Here she is telling her story.
We then went to my doctor's appointment, and we had them put the gender results in a sealed envelope. We left the appointment, and we went to the bakery. So we go in, and we start the ordering process of the custom cake with the person there. And they were excited for us. We gave them the sealed envelope with the gender in it. Told me that they wrote this in the notes. It's a gender reveal. Customer does not want to know what's on the inside of the cake. Put raspberries or strawberries or a red fruit if it's a girl. And put blueberries, blackberries, marionberries, some type of dark fruit if it's a boy. So the voicemail then came in the next day. I started listening to it, and I was trying to turn it off, and I was trying to, like, yell over her voice, but it still came through, and I still heard it, and it was still completely ruined.
And so she didn't share what the voicemail said, but what the voicemail said was, we're out of blackberries. Do you have any other fruit suggestions? Basically telling her that it's going to be a boy. And then the kicker is that she's all upset. She contacts the person who runs the bakery, and the person that runs the bakery is like, that's weird. We have a lot of blackberries here. So this could have been avoided. And then she ends it with this part. Like, I was like, oh, I feel for her until this last line. I don't know why, but this was like, I'm like, what the hell are you even saying here?
It was just negligent carelessness that ruined somebody's whole experience, you know? Weaponized incompetence.
What?
Weaponized incompetence. Like, I'm on your side up until then, and I'm like, I don't even know what the hell you're trying to say right there, but that's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, we did not do any sort of a gender reveal thing, but I have gotten sucked down the wormhole of some of the more elaborate ones on social media. It's crazy. If you want to know that you're never going to be in a certain tax bracket, go look at those gender reveals for very rich people.
Did you see the one with the Jeep?
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
That one was all over my Instagram, and it kept popping up, and it was just like, if it was a boy, it was a blue Jeep, and if it was a girl, it was a pink Jeep. And it was a pink Jeep. I'm like, that is awful.
Awful?
What are you going to do with this thing?
What are you going
to drive it?
That's so cool. I would love a pink Jeep.
Yeah, it's awful.
I mean, I feel like
maybe you would probably you'll have a gender reveal.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Don't worry, you guys won't be invited because I know you guys don't like it. I only want supportive, positive people there.
No, I want to come to, hopefully it'll fail miserably and I could.
Oh, my gosh. Steve is going to spoil it for you. That's what's going to happen. He's going to take all the glory.
You have no idea. I would be worse than this girl.
Because if I did that, that would just be another version of
whole experience, you know, weaponized incompetence.
I don't want to weaponize your incompetence.
Yeah, you would be weaponizing my incompetence real good if you did that.
The World Series won't start until Friday, but one player is already guaranteed a World Series ring, and he's a former Mariner. Why is this? You will find out during the Daily Migs download after Tool.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
AKA the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And Ryan Castle joins us. He performs that sound effect live every morning.
He does.
It cracks me up every
time. Some interesting stuff to talk. For the rest of your life, you're going to get that.
I love it.
At least 2 days a week when I show up at the office.
Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And shout out to Taylor Trammell. He's getting himself a World Series ring. Former Mariner great. He played with the Mariners for like a season. That's about it. He's a journeyman outfielder, and he's guaranteed a World Series ring because of how the World Series stipulations work. He's played for both the Dodgers and the Yankees this season, and he is able to play enough games which qualifies him for a ring. So right now he's in the minor leagues like a journeyman, so he's not even playing, but the fact that he's played enough games during the regular season, whichever team wins, he could get a World Series
ring. Isn't that the story of all of the former Mariner greats? They played here for a little while, and then they go on to greatness elsewhere.
That's exactly it.
And he was on the Mariners last year, and one fun fact about him, though, was his first at-bat with the Mariners, a grand slam.
Oh, well, congratulations to him.
Good for you.
Went all downhill after that. But then he got traded, now he's got a World Series ring.
American Airlines is testing a new system that will flag you if you attempt to board before your group has been called.
Also, you're a jerk. Stop doing that.
But I want to get someone to sit.
And don't stand in front of the gate waiting for your group to get called. Just stop.
There will be an audible alert when they scan their boarding pass, and they're not supposed to be doing that yet. And then they will tell the passenger, please step aside.
Public shaming. I love it.
Even better, did you know that airline employees have a slang term for people that do that? They call them gate lice.
Oh, God.
Right?
That's great. Also, stop standing up as soon as the plane gets to the gate, too. You're not going anywhere.
I always love that. I'm like, you realize there's like still a ton of people ahead of us. Mm-hmm. You're not going any further.
Stop it.
Stop it, people. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 53 degrees. Going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
Stop it.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.